You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tagway Along for the Ride podcast. As you can tell, someone is missing. The first name on the billboard is booked. He's booked. Now, I'm going to give people a little behind-the-scenes stuff that happens on the show. On generally a week ahead of time, Bob Ryan will text Jeff and I and say, okay, I can do Wednesday, I can do Thursday, and you can hear his voice in the text. Whenever I read Bob's text, I hear his voice.
You hear him, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I mean, he is booked all week with speaking engagements, and he believe me, if he can't do this podcast, he is booked.
Yes.
Because he would do it from a gas station. I think he's done it from a gas station. So, anyways, this portion is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting for football and basketball this season. Jeff Goodman, Jason Tatum had himself a night against the Heat in front of the Royals with Princess Charles and Princess Kate down at the Old Garden. Your thoughts on Tatum right now being the best player in the NBA?
I mean, he's in the conversation. And to me, he's probably the leading candidate for MVP because of not only how well he's been playing and his efficiency, but they're 18-4. And they're without Robert Williams and they're 18-4. If they were with Robert Williams, 18-4, you'd be like, okay, you know what? I get it. They should be. They should be the best team. Well, they shouldn't be 18-4 without Robert Williams. But Tatum has been absolutely sensational, super efficient. That's the biggest thing, and that's kind of what I talked to him about when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, is just how efficient he's been. And I think part of it is his growth and his maturity and his strength, right, able to take better shots. But I think it's the players around him, too. I mean, you're surrounding him now with high IQ cerebral dudes, right? Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon, two additions, really since they've flipped it. And you could say they flipped it a little bit before Derek White got here, but Derek White has helped from a team standpoint, from a decision-making standpoint, so that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both aren't hunting like they used to, because they know Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White, Grant Williams, all these dudes, for the most part, Al Horford, are going to get them. And even Marcus Smart now has become more of an actual point guard who looks for his teammates first and then for his, you know, jack and three-pointers.
Well, I think a testament to this team right now is the leadership, because leadership, on a positive note, is present when you don't discuss it.
Right. You don't need to.
You don't need to, because a year ago at this time, this team was in shambles, okay? So then they lose their coach, Ime Udoka. They bring in a young guy,
yep.
Okay? Huge controversy, not a problem. They don't miss a beat. They
Yeah.
And I think it's Tatum. I think it's Jaylen Brown. I think it's Marcus. And I think the leadership and the maturation of this team right now is really surprising me. It really is.
When you taste mediocrity for 2 years And then all of a sudden you start playing the right way and winning comes to fruition. It's easy to say, all right, like this is working no matter who the coach is going to be.
Right.
This is working. But I will say, Gary, when is the point when they're going to remove the interim tag from Joe Mazzulla and give him a contract and give him a four-year deal? Because it is working. Is it a large enough sample size to do that right now? What I will say is Mazzulla is a player's coach. He obviously has the respect of these guys by now. Right now, if they go into a tailspin, that's one thing. But we all expected this team right now, instead of 18-4, we figured they'd be like, 12-10 right now.
Yeah, right. Figuring it out.
Does he deserve it now, or would you wait, give it to the All-Star break, or would you even give it till the end of the year?
I would wait until the All-Star break, and I would have a conversation with Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. And I would go to those two players, and I would say, is this your guy? Because let's face it.
It is Tatum's guy. Tatum was the key to Mazzulla, okay? Tatum was the key from the sources I've talked to. It was Tatum who basically went to bat for Mazzulla. And then when Tatum goes to bat, it's a whole lot easier for those other guys to go to bat. You know, Marcus right. Smart, Ime was Marcus Smart's guy. So, like, that was a tough one. We saw some of the comments that Marcus sure. had afterwards. And I'm sure he was upset. And I think they all liked Ime. But when Tatum, your best player, goes to bat for you, everybody kind of falls in line, and then you have success. And now it's like, okay, you know what? This is working. This is working.
I would still go to the players out of respect, because I think that's what you have to do in the league. It's a players league. And you know what? Sure. It should be. The players are the league. Yep. It is a player's game. And I think the players should be taken into consideration. And you should ask them. I don't know if that's the case in all sports, but I think for the game of basketball, absolutely. And I would go to both Tatum, and we know what Tatum's going to say. And I would just include Jalen. I would even include Marcus, if it's needed, and say, we're ready to give this guy a 4-year deal. Are you in?
Yeah.
And then see what they say, because if there's a problem, you should know about it.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. I'm wondering in my head, is the All-Star break long enough? Or, it's not like Mazzulla's got any leverage. At the end of the day, you could wait till the end of the year.
You can wait till the playoffs.
Right.
You can wait till the end of the year and see what are we doing in the playoffs.
Because if you lose in the first round of the playoffs, Mazzulla's going to get some of the hit.
Yep.
And then if Tatum struggles again, he would get a lot of the hit, obviously. But
I think you're right. I'm going to take that back. I think you have to wait the full year because of the postseason.
And there's no reason to rush. And again, it's not like Joe Mazzulla is going to take any other job. He looks at this. This was a dream opportunity for him that they gave from the second row. He's from around here. There's no job that's better for Joe Mazzulla on this planet than the Boston Celtics head coach. So to me, whatever they offer him, even if it's disrespectful from a financial standpoint in regards to maybe some of the other coaches around the league, I just don't see Joe Mazzulla walking away from it.
Hey, did the Celts get off the hook when Ime went to the Nets, or because it didn't become official, they're still paying him?
I don't know. I don't know at that point. I don't know because you're right. Like, obviously, I think they would have liked him to go to the Nets because then it would be done. Wouldn't have to worry about any offset, anything. He's getting paid big money. And now you're right. Maybe they still are paying him through the end. We don't know that. We don't know the answer.
If I'm Wick, I'm sitting there and I'm going, the Nets, what are you doing to me?
Well, because you weren't scared really of him going to the Nets in a way. Like you were,
but from a financial perspective, you just wanted somebody to give him a deal.
Right.
Like give him a deal,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, moving on. Well, let's move to Durant and the Nets. You know, he for four straight games, he's averaging close to 38 points a game. And and while Durant doesn't make friends easily, you've had a good relationship because you've known him since his high school days. I do feel bad for Kevin Durant, the basketball player, because he balls. If he's healthy, he goes out and plays. And he's playing right now. Is he the forgotten MVP of this league?
Yeah, I mean, if they were winning more, you'd say yes. And you know, they've won a couple here in a row, albeit against kind of, you know, dismal teams for the most part, Orlando and Washington being the last few. But, yeah, I mean, he comes out every night and produces. And he is misunderstood. And that's the hardest part. Even when Bob went in on Kevin, I probably should have pushed back a little harder on Bob for that. Because I think Kevin – at his core, is still a really, really good person.
I think he's kind of scared.
Well, I just, you know, I think
he's very defensive.
He lost himself, I think, for a little bit. And again, I've said this to everybody. And Kevin, I even said it to Kevin. When he went to Golden State, I think everything changed. He was the golden boy of the NBA before he went to Golden State, right? Remember, he went up there on that MVP speech, talked about his mom. It was emotional. It was completely transparent. It was awesome. And then he goes to Golden State, and this guy, this kid who had never had a bad word said about him, got crucified by half the country. Everybody's killing him. How do you go to the team that beat you? Well, he went to the team that beat him because he wanted to win at the highest level.
I know.
He actually sacrificed, in a way, what he thought was going to be his own numbers for the betterment of winning. And what better thing? He wasn't going to win a title at Oklahoma City. He knew that. Most people were smart enough to understand that. But he goes to Golden State. He gets crucified. He doesn't know how to handle it because he's never been criticized in his life at any level, anywhere, anytime. So he fights back, and he becomes kind of a keyboard warrior, and he wins titles. And then he makes his worst decision. His best decision was going to Golden State, leaving Oklahoma City. And he makes his worst decision, which is to team with Kyrie Irving. And now he doesn't know how to handle that, right? He asks for the trade. He demands the trade. Everybody kills him. That's what Bob was most upset about, I think, was, you know, demanding a trade. But I think it was hard for Kevin at that point because you can't come out and kill Kyrie publicly and say, I made a mistake.
Right.
So you demand a trade. It gets out there. You knew it was probably going to get out there. You can't defend yourself and say, hey, listen, I screwed up here. But that's what he was in essence saying when he demanded a trade. I screwed up. I teamed myself with Kyrie. Totally. Now I want out. So listen, I still have an affinity for Kevin Durant. I know he's grown up. He's changed like we all do. Some for the better. Because I'll tell you what, the first time I ever talked to Kevin Durant, and even when he was in college at Texas, he didn't say more than five words. He was super quiet. Now he's got confidence. And the other thing that people don't talk enough about, Kevin Durant is a baller. Like you started, he wants to play ball. He doesn't go out and party. He's not in the headlines, in the tabloids. None of that shit. He just wants to play ball, play video games, and tweet at people, which, to be honest, is kind of refreshing. The dude is tweeting at people with like 100 followers, some negative, some positive, but he's out there. He's out there because, again, I don't know. I hope he can flip it. I hope Kevin Durant can. The great thing is he's been healthy, knock on wood, and, man, he's been really good. And if you could bring Kyrie and Ben along for the ride and they could stay healthy in body and mind. Yeah.
Things change. That's why I will now – it doesn't make sense. The way the Celtics are going, the way the chemistry is with Jaylen Brown and with Jason Tatum, you know, you keep this team intact.
Sure.
You know, however, if a deal had been made and Kevin Durant is healthy and on the Celtics, it's over. I mean, now, how long would that last?
Right.
You know, maybe a couple of years. Now, with Jaylen Brown, I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can win it this year. You know, if Durant is here with Tatum, they definitely win it this year.
Yeah, I agree.
But then, you know, with Tatum and Brown together for the foreseeable future, you know, who knows?
That's the key. That's right. That's the key everybody was talking about. Well, you know, if you get KD, he's 34. How many good years do you get?
One or two.
Hurt a lot. I get all that. But if Jaylen Brown leaves in a year and a half, then you may look at it a little bit differently.
That's like, true. I hope.
How bad does Jaylen want to be the alpha dog?
Do you think Jaylen will leave? Do you think it's out of the question?
They can give him more money. I think as long as Jaylen gets his props, he's okay. And if Jaylen's smart, he understands, hey, listen, this is a pretty good gig because I don't get double teamed. If I go somewhere and I'm the guy, I'm going to get doubled all the time, and I'm not going to be nearly as effective and efficient as I've been.
And I also believe for his social initiatives, if you're on a winning team, you have a bigger audience.
Right. Right. Look at Bradley Beal in Washington. Does anybody care?
No.
Nobody. Nobody cares what Bradley Beal
does. But Jaylen Brown is in the finals, and I admire him for his social causes and for what he wants to do. If you're in the NBA finals, you get on Jimmy Kimmel.
You got a platform.
If you're playing in, like he did, he got on Kimmel. If you go to Washington, you're not getting on Kimmel.
No, that's the difference. You know, that is the difference. You know, Jaylen Brown's just got a picture here, which is, you know what? Look at the positives of being Robin to Jason Tatum, Batman. There are plenty of them.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting for football and basketball this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. Always your continued source for sports wagering information. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. We're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf games and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Let's move on to the Heat and Cleveland right now. As Cleveland, we know they came out of the gate fast. And Cleveland was in that group of teams like Utah that got off to a fast start. Danny Ainge is having his wish as Utah is falling back in the pack. They're coming back to earth. So, Danny, I think you're going to be okay.
Yep.
Is Cleveland here to stay in the Heat, which are in the 11th spot? What's going to happen with them?
Well, I mean, Cleveland is going to be in that next tier. Will they be third? I don't know. Right now it's Celtics, Bucks, and in a gap. Right. And there's a bunch of teams that are in that tier. Obviously, Cleveland's one of them. We'll see with Philly. They're there right now, even without James Harden. The Hawks, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. You know, Toronto's in there. Can Brooklyn get there? Cleveland's certainly there. And their roster, and you got to give Kobe Altman and Mike Gansey a ton of credit, what they put together. I saw Gansey this week, the assistant GM, out in Portland. And they're a little banged up right now, but what they've been able to do is absolutely incredible because they were left with nothing. I mean, when they took over, it was like, all right, Kobe Altman got the job because nobody else really wanted it at that point. I think Chauncey Billups turned it down at that point. It was not a good job because, again, other than if you have LeBron, what do you have in Cleveland? You can't get free agents.
Right.
They were able to make a couple of really good trades and draft picks. You know, Darius Garland helped them. You know, obviously this Donovan Mitchell trade but Evan Mobley, great draft pick, great piece. They're getting stuff out of Kevin Love right now. So they hit it on those two draft picks. Kevin Love's been a really good, you know, guy off the bench. And obviously when you get Donovan Mitchell, you're not getting I don't think he's a top 10 player, but he's a 10 to 20. And you've got enough around him that, again, can you win a title? I don't know. Can you beat the Bucks or the Celtics? Probably not yet. You probably need one more dude. A big wing would probably be their biggest need right now. But they're damn close. And listen, they're competitive. They're competitive right now. And they beat the Celtics so far this year. So they're right there. Miami, I don't know. I feel like maybe the window is starting to close a little bit with Miami. I don't know if you feel the same way, but Jimmy Butler's hurt. Tyler Hero's been hurt some this year. Obviously, Kyle Lowry's getting older. I don't know. I just feel like they're starting to, their window's starting to shrink. They paid Tyler Hero a shit ton of money too.
Well, yeah, and he's not that guy. I mean, he's been blessed to be on a great roster. I think Lowry being hurt. I mean, Butler's the key. I don't think Butler is. Do I think Jimmy Butler's a top five or a top 10 player?
I don't know.
But there's something about him when he's on the floor. Sure. I mean, that changes everything. And if he's not 100%, I think they lose their identity.
Even when they play the Celtics, it's like, all right, who guards Tatum? Like, he's a difference maker in both areas. Like, Bam Adebayo's a nice piece. Tyler Hero is a nice piece.
Well, I'm disappointed. I thought Adebayo would skyrocket. He can't score, though.
He's not a great scorer.
Yeah, but you know what, Jeff? You're right. But I thought he would become one because that's the difference. There's a lot of players who
come. And he's averaging 20. It's not like he's not putting up decent numbers. He is. It's just for him to be your go-to guy along with Tyler Hero, if you have Butler with those two – then you got a good three-man team there at the top. And again, Kyle Lowry's getting older. He's getting older, and their bench is solid. Max Strus, and obviously Duncan Robinson doesn't do nearly as much as he did. He doesn't play that much anymore because of Strus. And you know, I am surprised that they've gotten off to as poor a start as they have. But again, you got to have Jimmy Butler on the court every night.
All right, let's go to Zion now, who had 33 the other night. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yes, I remember him.
Yeah.
The book on him was he was never going to be healthy, and therefore the Celtics got the great pick in Tatum. The crazy number was he had 33 points. He shot 80% from the floor. So where is this guy headed? I think it's a shame he's in New Orleans. I wish he was with the Knicks. I got to be honest with you. Just for the purpose of the NBA, I wish he was with the Knicks or the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he finally played his 100th career game the other day. Wow. So that was kind of a milestone of sorts for him. I mean, the good thing is the Pelicans are relevant right now. You know, they're third in the West. I mean, the West kind of stinks right now.
But they're the Pelicans, dude, you know.
I know, but like we're going to see him in the postseason now if he's healthy, right? And, you know, the good thing with him is they've surrounded him. David Griffin's done a better job to me of surrounding him with the right players. That's the key with Zion because he's a beast, but you better have guys who could shoot the basketball out there around him. And when he first came into the league, it was like him and Lonzo and I forget who the third guy was, but their top three players. I guess it was Brandon. Was it Ingram at that point? So now it's C.J. McCollum, right, who can shoot the hell out of the ball. Brandon Ingram can shoot the ball. Those you got. They brought on Trey Murphy, kid out of Virginia, who nobody saw. He transferred from Rice to Virginia, played 1 year for Tony Bennett, and is long and can shoot the hell out of the ball. So I think what David Griffin has done is okay. If Zion's going to be our cornerstone guy, we got to have shooting all around him because Zion cannot shoot. So he can fit. But, you know, listen, Zion's going to be Zion. If he's out there in the court and he's healthy, he's a beast. He's still a freak. I just don't know how long his body's going to be able to withstand it. I don't know how many years Zion Williamson's going to be able to play at a high level. That's why you hope he's healthy, you know, for the next five, six years, and you can get five or six good years out of him. But you're right. The whole Zion, remember leading up to the draft, Zion, we can't wait. And we just haven't seen enough of them.
Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend. Listen, Bob, we missed you. He will be back next week. Any college notes? I know you've been all over the place. Anything real quick you want to get
Carolina. North Carolina has been a complete disaster so far. They went to the title game last year, almost won the whole thing. They were awful in Portland. They played in Indiana last night. I was going to go to the game. You know, my daughter's a freshman in Indiana. I was going to go, and I decided not to, Gary, because I just felt like I've been there enough. And if they won, I knew my daughter was going to probably party afterwards. And I was like, she doesn't need dad
anymore. No, she does not. I was just going to say, your daughter would be like, oh, dad, geez, again.
Right.
It would. Right. Oh, like, and it's got to be brutal. It's got to be brutal because you know everybody out there loves basketball. So they're all about, oh, hey, your dad, what's your dad think?
Yeah,
what's your dad think about this?
Why is he here again? Why does he keep coming?
Well, I don't know. I think the basketball fans like the fact that you're there.
I would have liked to have been there. I would. I'm going to get there, you know, a couple times in January and February, you know, but I just felt like I'm going to see her next 2 weeks. I'm going out there. She finishes her last final on Thursday, whatever it is, December 16th. And instead, I'm going to fly out there, pick her up, and we are going to drive that Saturday. They play at Kansas. It's 7.5-hour drive. So the poor girl's got to be in a car with me, probably yelling at me about two.
Sounds like the old man misses the little girl.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Jeffrey, thanks. I will say this about my daughter, who's a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
When she was in high school and I was doing the Celtics, they would say, hey, what's your dad think about the Celtics? And she would literally start to foam at the mouth. Like,
no,
why are you asking me? Right. I mean, just they hate it.
How about my daughter's got her big sideline. Big Ten Network Plus does something where they give students an opportunity to, other than pretty much men's basketball and football, they have students doing them. It's a great program for Big Ten Network. They have it throughout all their schools. So she is doing sidelines Sunday for the number 6 ranked Indiana women's basketball team against Illinois. So 2:00. Big game. Hopefully your proud dad will be watching.
Yeah, big shoes to fill. All right, boss. I'll talk to you.
You got it. Later.